The Bible says this, "And when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. And then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. And then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them." And verse number 3, the Bible says, "The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad." I want to preach this morning on that thought there in verse number 3. The Lord hath done great things for us, or for me. And we can say us together as a group this morning. We could say the Lord has done great things for Holy Ground Baptist Academy. He's done great things for each one of us. But truly, God has done great things for me. And I got 5 or 6 things that I want to bring out this morning. And I've learned this too, that you know what, talking to Him and just praising Him and telling Him that you're thankful and that you're grateful for the things that He's done in your life, you know what, I believe makes Him feel good. I know I'm a father, I have 2 children, and you know what, when they come up and they talk to me and they love on me and they share their hearts with me and they share their burdens with me, and when they communicate with me, guess what, it blesses my heart. And yet during those times where they don't speak to me and they don't want to talk to me, you know what? That bothers me as a father. And I often wonder how the Lord feels, our Father, our Heavenly Father feels when we sometimes pay Him no attention. As if that we may not even acknowledge that He's there and that He's doing great things for us. But I hope this morning as we go through a few things here that you in your life and in your heart and in your mind this morning can say, you know what? The Lord has truly done great things for me. Talks about naming them one by one, the many blessings. And I mean, there's been many. But I want to share just a few things with you this morning, talking about the great things that God has done for me. Let me say, number one, that He's given me the greatest gift ever given, and that is the great gift of salvation. April the 30th, a week from yesterday, April the 30th, was 13 years that the Lord saved me. I grew up through my younger days and through my teenage years and even as young 20s and as a husband. But I did not know the Lord Jesus Christ. And about almost 27 years old, I just turned 27 years old, and the Lord got a hold of my heart, and He convicted me, convinced me that I needed to be saved. And that day He saved me. And listen, that's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. There's been a lot of things that I've been able to accomplish in my life. I've won a lot of awards. There's been several things that, you know what, that somebody would say, man, that was great, Greg, in your life. But let me tell you this, the greatest thing that you could ever do is to ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart and be your Lord and your Savior. Listen, I've done a lot of things that I'm not proud about either. But you know what, the greatest thing that's ever happened to me, and I am not ashamed of it this morning, to acknowledge the fact that I am saved, I'm born again, I'm washed in the precious blood of the Lamb, I'm going to heaven one day because I purchased that ticket. You know what, Christ died for me at Calvary. I've trusted what the Word of God said about the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel. I confessed my sins to Him, asked Him to save me and be the Lord of my life. I remember that short prayer, "Father, forgive me of my sins. Save me and be the Lord of my life." It was very short, but it was from the heart. And you know what? That morning at 200 Dixie Meadow Lane, the Lord saved my soul. And I'll never forget it. Listen, talking about the great things that God's done for you, I've learned this in my life that when I'm down and out and when I'm discouraged, if I just begin to name out the great things that the Lord has done for me, all of a sudden, you know what? I don't feel as bad as I did. And here in my Bible, in the columns and all over this page, I've got different things written down. Maybe certain times in my life where I was down and out and depressed and whatever the case may be, and the Lord would send me to this passage of Scripture, and He would remind me of the great things that He's done for me in my life. But the greatest thing, number one, is, you know what? He's given me a great salvation. I mean, you know, I'm saved to the uttermost. There's nothing that the devil can do to take my salvation. There's nothing I can do to lose my salvation. I couldn't give it back if I wanted to. The Bible says there in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13 that the Holy Spirit Himself is the seal. And you know what? And that we are sealed until the day of redemption. And I am glad this morning. I am very grateful and thankful to Him this morning that He saved me, that He loved me enough, that He died on an old rugged cross, that I might have the opportunity to trust Him as Lord and Savior. And I wonder this morning if you could say that. Hey, the greatest thing that's ever happened to me is when the Lord saved me. Probably, and I would imagine in a group a size this big, that there's probably somebody here that can't say that. That the greatest thing that's ever happened to you is something else. My prayer is that the Holy Ghost will get a hold of your heart this morning and you'll surrender to Him before it's everlasting too late. You know, we do not know if we'll see tomorrow. I do not know if I'll, you know what, make it through the day. You know what, every day you look in the newspaper this morning, you'll see in the obituaries that where people have died, young and old. We do not know when that time will come. But the Bible said it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. And I wonder this morning, I wonder if, you know what, death come knocking on your door today. You know what, I wonder if you know without a shadow of doubt that you're saved and that you would go to heaven. You know what, I often ask that simple question when we're on visitation. Hey, if you were to die today, do you know with a surety, with 100%, are you sure that you would go to heaven? And I'm asking you that this morning. Do you know without a doubt? I mean, there's no confusion in your life. Hey, there's no doubting in your life. But I'm asking, do you know that you know that you know without a doubt if you were to die today that you'd go to heaven? You know what? If you don't know that 100% sure, you know what? Today will be a great day to make things right. But let me say, number one, He's given me a great salvation. And let me say that number two, He's given me a great family. He's given me a great family, and you can kind of see an order here, and the Lord should be first in our life, but you know what? The next thing, my love for Him ought to be greater than any, but my love for my family should be next. Let me say this, that God has given me a great family. I've often said that I'm glad that I was born into the family that I was physically born into, the Yancey family. I've had a great mother and a great father, and I was loved. I grew up in a home where the only thing that I knew was love and love and love, and I didn't get to witness a lot of bad things in my life at all. And I'm not like some. And some has had a hard life and they've been raised by different people and they feel like they're forgotten and they feel like that nobody loves them. And I never knew that feeling because I grew up in a family that loved me. And today, listen, I am so grateful. I'm so thankful that God allowed me to be born into the family that I have. But I'm also so thankful today that I have the family that I have. God's given me a great wife, a precious wife who loves me, and I love her, and I mean, she's my helpmeet, truly my helpmeet, and I'm so thankful, and I'm so thankful. God's given me two precious children. Most of the time they're precious, but He's given me two precious children that I love so much, and I mean, He's done great, talking about the great things that He's done for me. Listen, there ought not be a day goes by that we don't thank Him for all the good things that He's done for me. He's given me a great salvation. Listen, not only that, He's given me, number two, a great family. You know what? They love me. You know what? No matter what, when I make mistakes, you know what? When I fail, when I fall, you know what? They still love me. They're right there with me. And you know what? They tell me every day that they love me. And you know what? I try to make sure that I tell them every day that I love them. But I am so thankful that God has done great things for me. He's given me a great family. Let me say number three, that God has given me a great church. Amen. God has allowed me to be a part of what I believe is the greatest church. And I mean a great church. I love my church. Hey, I love my pastor. I even love his wife this morning. Amen. But I love my pastor. I mean, I love him. I love that. You know what? He takes time out of his life, from his family, from his personal time. You know what? That he, on my behalf and on our church's behalf, that he gives his time, not only in prayer but in study, so that he can lead us. And I'm so thankful this morning and grateful that I've got a good pastor, that I've got a good church. But you know what? That we've got some great members. I mean, I'm so thankful that, you know what? When I come in here, every time I come in here, I personally can feel the presence of God. You know what? I've preached in a lot of churches. Brother Michael, you've preached in many churches. You know what? You stand up, you do your best, you pray that God will give you strength. God will give you just what you need. But you know what? It's just dead as can be. You know what? And the Holy Spirit is nowhere near. And the Ichabod is written on the door. I mean, nobody cares. Nobody really could even pay attention. If you're preaching or not, I've seen people sit on the front row, clip their fingernails. I've seen them balance a checkbook. I've seen them do everything in the world but listen to the man of God. And I'm so thankful today that, you know what, that I've got a great church. God's allowed me to be part here and serve in this church, and I'm so thankful this morning. And I wonder how what you think about your church. I wonder what you think about your family. I wonder if you would say and be able to say, hey, I'm not ashamed that, you know what, I belong to whatever church you belong to. Listen, I'm not ashamed this morning of the gospel. I'm not ashamed that I'm saved. I'm not ashamed of my Savior. I'm not ashamed to say that I'm born again. I'm not ashamed of my family either. And I'm certainly not ashamed to be a member of Holy Ground Baptist Church. Listen, God has done great things for me. He's done great things for me in my life. And I wonder this morning if you could say the same thing. You know what? He has done great things for you. You're here this morning. Hey, you're breathing. You're able to sit here. You're able, some able to sing, recite verses. Hey, you're able to listen. You're able to walk in here. You're able to talk this morning. You probably, each one of us had something to eat already. We had a roof over our head last night. We got a good night's sleep. You know what? We've got a great family, somebody that loves you. We serve a great living God. Hey, he's done great things for us this morning. Well, he's done great things for me, and I just want to tell him this morning that I love him and I'm thankful. And what about you? Not only that, has he given me a great salvation? He's given me a great family. He's given me a great church. Let me say this, he's given me great protection also. Hey, he's given me great protection. Listen, I do believe this, as we try to live for him and we stay in his will, it's like there's an umbrella of protection around. That doesn't mean that something's going to happen or nothing's going to happen. That doesn't mean that I'm going to fall into some trials, and that doesn't mean that people's going to run me down and talk about me or you, and that doesn't mean that we're going to go in the, that we're not going to go into the valley, that we're just going to automatically always stay on the mountaintop. It doesn't mean that. But you know what? He's shielded me for some things in my life. He's given me a great protection. I remember a time I used to love to coon hunt, and growing up through high school, and I played ball, and I hunted. That's all I did, was played ball, and I coon hunted. And at night, we would go out and we would hunt. And a lot of times on the weekends, we would go and we would go to these competition hunts where we would compete against other people and their dogs. And I remember coming back from Birmingham one night on I-20 early in the morning and just sleepy and couldn't hardly stay awake and just dozing kind of in and out and had to stop a few times. And then this is when I was lost. Now, I got saved when I was 27. This was about when I was about 16 or 17. And I remember coming back, and I remember just all of a sudden dozing off, and I woke up, and I was on an exit ramp. And at that one particular moment when I was on I-20 going, I just happened to fall asleep and drift asleep as an exit ramp came up. And I woke up on that exit ramp. Listen, there's no other explanation to that except that God was protecting me that day. And you know what? I remember as when I was in the billboard business, I remember one particular time in Atlanta, I was climbing this billboard. It's about 125 feet in the air. And I remember getting up to the top of it. And when I got up to the top of it, this was before that they made us wear safety harnesses. And when I got up to the top of it, there was a loose wire that had come loose from the electricity. And I remember it got me in the leg. And the only thing I can remember is that I just felt like somebody's hand was on my back. And there's no explanation that I can give. There's no reason that I shouldn't have fell 125 feet to my death that day. But let me say this, I felt that there was somebody behind me holding me up, pushing me toward that ladder that day. Listen, there's no doubt in my mind that that was the Lord in my life, and he was protecting me. But let me say this, since I've been saved, there's been times that, you know what, he has protected me. Maybe from not only from death, but I'm talking about he's protected me from being hurt certain times. Hey, he's protected me in times, you know, probably several times that I didn't even know that I may be this close to death. But yet, you know what? The hand of God, his protection that he has on his children. I wonder how many times I was just this close to death. And you know what? The Lord said, God said, you know what? Not now. And he protected me. Listen, I've got a great protection. Well, I've got a great protection. You know what? The greatest thing I'm protected from is this horrible place that we read about in the Bible called hell. I will never have to taste it. I will never have to witness it. I'll never go there. I'll never be a part of it. You know what? I've been protected from it because I've trusted Christ as my Lord and my Savior. And let me say this, not only a great salvation, a great family, a great church, a great protection, but you know what? God's given me a great ministry. He's given me a great ministry. I love what he's allowed me to do here at Holy Ground Baptist Church and Academy. I love it. I mean, I absolutely love it. I know times are tough, times are hard. Miss Kim, sometimes we battle. Sometimes, you know what, it doesn't feel like we're doing any good. Sometimes I've even felt like quitting. You know what, sometimes I felt like, you know what, it doesn't matter what we do or what we try to do, that we're not making a difference. But you know what, it's in those times the Lord slaps me and says, you know what, you're doing a you're making a difference. And you know what, I've learned this, we've got to do our part. It's up to you what you do with it. Amen, it's up to you. Just like the Bible says in Revelation 3:20, behold, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear and open the door, I will come into him and him in me. And he, listen, that means a lot of times he may be knocking on your heart's door for salvation, but yet, you know what, you don't let him in. Maybe he's knocking on your heart's door for serving him in some form or fashion, but yet, guess what, you do not listen to him. Maybe he knocks on your heart. Maybe the Holy Spirit convicts you, and I know that if you're saved, it will. When we're about to make bad decisions, you know what, all of a sudden that Holy Spirit is grieved, and it tells us, and it lets us know that, you know what, we're not doing what we're supposed to do. But he's given me some great things, but he's given me a great ministry. I love what I'm able to do here. Some days, you know what, I go home and, man, I just want to pull what little bit of hair that I have out. But you know what, boy, there's days that I go home and I'm so blessed and I'm so thankful. And I see God doing so many great things in your lives. And not only in my life, but in your life. And you know what, the Lord reminds me that, hey, it is worth it. Hey, it's worth every moment, every minute, every mile. It's worth everything that we've put into it. Every hour that I've lost of sleep, it's been worth it. Hey, every bit of energy that I've put into them, it's been worth it. And you know what? I'm so blessed and I'm so thankful and I'm so grateful this morning that God's given me a great ministry. And I go back and I think, I've already said there's nothing I can do that I can give my salvation back. Hey, listen, I'm sealed until the day of redemption. But you know what? There is something, things that I could do that may hinder my love and my passion and that great family that I have. You know what? Hey, sin, the devil would love nothing more than to discourage each one of us in some way, some form, in some fashion. You know what? There are things that I can do that would hinder my relationship with my family. Hey, there are things that I can do that will hinder my relationship with my church. Hey, there are things that I can do that can hinder that great protection that God has put around me. There are things that I can do that may even, and that will and could and can affect the ministry that the Lord has me in. But you know what? I am so thankful today of these things that the Lord has allowed to happen in my life. And what about you today? What about you this morning? Hey, are you really, 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 really thankful for the things the Lord's done in our life? I understand we're not going to walk around all the time with a smile on our face. I do understand there's times where we do suffer. There's times that we can't hardly get out of bed. There's times that we are truly hurting and we're burdened down. I mean, I do understand that there are those times. But you know what? Even in those times, we ought to think about the good things that God has done in our life. Listen, he's given me a great salvation. He's given me a great family. He's given me a great church. He's given me great protection. He's given me a great ministry. And you know what? I'll say this too. He's given me some great friends. You know what? I remember growing up through high school, and I guess you would say that I was probably pretty popular. I don't know that anybody didn't like me. I'm sure there's some that was. But I had a lot of friends, not only in my graduating class, but those ahead of me and behind me. And I mean, I had some great friends, I thought. I thought they were, well, I've got some good friends. I mean, I had a bunch of them. But you know what? When I got saved and all of a sudden I started living a different life, and the things that I used to like to do that I did no more, and the things places that I used to go, I didn't go anymore. And even some of the people that I used to hang out with, I didn't hang out with anymore. And you know what I learned? That I learned that those were not truly, some of those, most of those was not truly a true friend. You know what? I've only, even today, after all these years, there's only about 3 or 4 people that I see on a consistent basis, just about every day, that were my friends back then that are still my friends today. You know what? Those are the ones that are truly, truly my friends. Hey, God has given me some great friends. I mean, he's given me some friends that believe like I do, that love God like I do, hey, that loves serving Him like I do, that loves reading the Word of God like I do, that loves serving Him and loves to sow win like I do. Listen, God has given me some great friends. And listen, I am glad this morning, and I am thankful this morning, and I am so blessed this morning. He's done great things for me. What about you this morning? Can you say that? Hey, have God done anything for you? Sure He has. I wonder how long it's been. Emma, if you come on to the piano, I wonder how long it's been since, man, maybe you've just been able to sit down and maybe kneel down in an altar or kneel down somewhere and just say, Lord, I just want to thank You for this and for that. Lord, I just want to thank You for protecting me in this situation that You protected me from. Lord, I just want to thank You for my family that you know what, they love me, they give me a place to rest my head, a place to stay warm, food that they give me. I wonder how many would be willing to say, Lord, I thank You this morning for my family. I wonder how many would be willing to say, thank You for my good golly friends. I wonder how many this morning would be able or be willing to say that you know what, Lord, I thank You for everything that You've done for me. But I wonder most of all this morning, is there anybody here that could say, Lord, I sure do want to thank You for saving me. You know what? More than likely, there's somebody here that wouldn't be able to say that this morning. You know what? That you wouldn't be able to say without a shadow of a doubt 100% that, Lord, I know that I'm saved and I'm on my way to heaven. And listen, if that's you this morning, man, what? There's not a greater time, a greater day to confess your sins to Him, call out, cry out to Him for Him to save you. I wonder this morning if you could say that you've got that great gift of salvation. If not, what a perfect time. The Bible says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. As we all stand together this morning, and as you play just softly, I wonder this morning how many of you would say, you know what, Lord, I'm just so thankful. Maybe you just want to come down here this morning and just thank Him for all the goodness that He's done, all the things in your life. Most of all, listen, I challenge you this morning to search your heart. You know what? If you know that you're not saved, you know that you've not trusted Him as Lord and Savior, why don't you come this morning? Everybody, if you would, bow your head, close your eyes. Nobody looking around. Please just be very respectful and just keep your eyes closed. Make it easy for somebody to step out this morning. I wonder this morning if you could say without a shadow of a doubt, 100%, I know that I'm saved. If not this morning, why don't you just step out and come down here to this altar? You know what, I'll show you in the Word of God how to be saved. Hey, maybe you've just got questions. Maybe you've got some concerns. Hey, maybe, just maybe, you know what, that you're just not sure. Maybe you've confused. Maybe you've heard one thing and you've heard another and you don't know what's right and what's wrong. Why don't you come this morning? God has done great things for us, whereof the Bible says we're glad. How about you this morning? God done anything great for you? Anybody else this morning? Anybody else this morning? No looking around, please. Eyes closed, head bowed. Those coming to the altar, both young and both old. Listen, if you need to come, why don't you come this morning? Boy, He's been good to us. He's been good to us, folks. He's been good to you. Would you come this morning? Folks, in this altar, you got time. If you need to move, why don't you move this morning? God has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. How about you this morning?